At daybreak, a group of Navajo cowboys hired by the tribe's Department of Agriculture set up a corral at a lone windmill. Then they spread out on horseback and ATVs in search of the animals. The man in charge, Ray Castillo, is scouting from a hilltop.
As we were driving in, there was eight of them right down here, so figured we'd go after them first. The further in there we go, the more horses we're probably going to start finding.
This is a problem all over the western United States, but on the reservation, it's estimated there are somewhere between 60 and 75,000 feral horses. Officials say that's four times what the land can support. So the Navajo tribe has decided to round up as many as possible and sell them.
The stray horses are just dominating windmills, wells, natural springs, coming to corrals, breaking into hay barns, causing damage. So
Kim Johnson runs the reservation's grazing management program. She says earlier this summer, the president issued an emergency drought declaration that earmarked $1.3 million to deal with the feral horse problem. About 60 communities, more than half the reservation, have requested roundups.
There's also animals out there that are injured, and, you know, no one's there to take care of them. They're just dying a slow death.
Once rounded up, the unbranded animals are immediately sent to auction.
The unbranded ones are sold to buyers that are bonded by the Navajo Nation. And I believe the destination is Mexico to a slaughter processing plant.
With the horse market at an all-time low, the Navajo Nation is getting somewhere between $10 and $20 per head. A quarter of what it costs to bring them in off the range. Recently, the tribe has officially come out in support of a horse slaughter processing plant that's trying to open closer to home in New Mexico. A lawsuit has temporarily stopped it from happening. Ernie Zaw is a spokesman for the Navajo Nation. He says this has been a really difficult decision to make.
We have a kinship with our surroundings. Horses are part of our creation myth. They are part of who we are as people. You know, that's where those old ceremonies come in of asking for their help by eating their meat. You know, because at times during the winter months, you know, our people used to do that to get strength. You know, they're revered.
As the sun climbs higher into the sky, a man who lives nearby pulls up and speaks to Zoff.
He's saying that there's 80 horses over here that he knows of, that there's 100 horses in these canyons back over here, and that they come to this watering hole around noon, he says. So he's chuckling a little bit that we got an early start. He says they don't run on human time.
Suddenly a herd of these wild feral horses run full tilt toward the corral.
You can see some coming down right there, the dust kicking up, and here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 horses. They're in the corral. That's just awesome.
Throughout the day, more than 40 horses are rounded up.
This is not something we came to as an abrupt solution. This is something that we've weighed, we've thought about, we've prayed about. This is the best way we see to help manage our horse population.
Some members of the Navajo Nation say taking such drastic measures with a sacred animal should be reached through consensus. Ernie Zaw says the president's office is just trying to manage the nation's resources responsibly. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.